Hi, my name is Joshua Christensen. I'm a PGY1 resident at St. Luke's in Boise, Idaho. For my project, I looked at my health system's current use of the medication sertralizumab pegol, brand name Cimzia. This medication is a tumor necrosis factor inhibitor. It is currently used to treat a variety of diseases, some of which include the following: rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, and ankylosing spondylitis. We reviewed patients who received this treatment from January 2021 through August 2021, looking specifically at disease states being treated, dosing regimens used, and if the medication was considered to be working. From our search parameters, we identified 24 unique patients who received this medication. And here are some of the highlights from our results. The most common disease states treated were rheumatoid arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis. Most of our patients received treatment of the traditional maintenance dose of 400 milligrams every 28 days. While reviewing patients' charts, we identified two common disease indices used in reporting disease progression. These were the RAPID-3 and the BOSDI. The RAPID-3 index reports common core measures of disease progression in rheumatoid arthritis, and the average RAPID-3 score reported was 8.8, showing moderate disease in these patients. The BOSDI, or the Bath Ankylosing Spondylitis Disease Activity Index, is used to review the five major symptoms of ankylosing spondylitis, with an average score being reported from these patients of 3.5. In conclusion to our results, 62% of patients reported a stable to improved response while on this medication. Due to the subcutaneous dosing convenience of this drug, good efficacy, and favorable pricing compared to other tumor necrosis factor inhibitors, sertralizumab pegol is a preferred drug for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis and ankylosing spondylitis. Thank you for taking the time to look at my poster. I hope you have a great day.